You know the national headlines. In a moment, I'll give you Thursday's local report of news on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman calling for cloudy skies and cool overnight. Low temperatures overnight near 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High temperature about 54 degrees. And that sun should continue right through the weekend with daytime highs in the 60s. And by Monday, continued sunny with the high temperature expected about 75 degrees. Topping Thursday's local news, the pothole killer is coming back. At the city council meeting on Wednesday, the Niagara Falls City Council voted to rent the street pothole killer machine again so they can start attacking the many and severe potholes that they're receiving many complaints about in the city. Along with the pothole killer comes a stipulation that $100,000 in overtime will be allotted to be used by Department of Public Works employees to be able to attack those potholes in a timely fashion. During the meeting, Councilman Dante Miles alluded to the fact that the machine was nothing special and that the city has been using it for years, but shortly thereafter the potholes are filled, they come apart again, and then the problem reappears. Although no department heads were available at the meeting to discuss those issues, it was brought up at the meeting that this year they're expected to use an undisclosed new application with the pothole killer that they say should present a stronger and better patch on the city roads. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If you're from this area, you know by now that that's the appliance repairman you want if you have a problem with a home appliance. Because he comes with a $35 service call, 44 years experience, and he'll fix your problem for the service call plus parts and labor. Simple, quick, efficient, Chris Moore is the name. The phone number, 523-5911. Put it in your cell phone because you don't know when you're going to need Chris. And when you do, you'll want that number handy. And the local news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue, Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Now, you probably heard by now that some of the drugstores in the area will be closing. So now's the time to think about switching your prescriptions over to Wellness Park and Community Medical. All you have to do is give them a call at 260-1918, and they'll explain how easy it is to switch your prescriptions over to them. Then you get that personalized service, and of course, free prescription delivery. Wellness Park, a community medical pharmacy in Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. In other news, accidents in the headlines include a car-motorcycle collision last night at 16th and Ontario Avenue in the Falls. City police and firefighters responded to the scene and reported unknown injuries at that incident. At about 3:30 yesterday, as we reported to you first here on Niagara Radio, an 8-year-old was struck by a vehicle at Lincoln and Beatty Avenue in Lockport. There were injuries reported at that scene. However, the extent of the injuries were not immediately available. Lockport police and members of the fire department assisted at the scene. Well, the downtown Native American Heritage Center, known as the Turtle on Rainbow Boulevard, has now been named as one of the most endangered historic places in the U.S. by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The building was first constructed by the Native Americans back in 1981 and originally provided history, dance, and customs of the indigenous people. But due to financial problems, the center closed around 1995 and has been vacant ever since. The building, which got its name by its appearance, was constructed to look like a giant turtle downtown. And after closing, the turtle was subsequently purchased by the Niagara Falls Redevelopment Corporation, who said they wanted to construct a high-rise hotel on the site. But now, with the new designation, the organization declaring the turtle historical is hoping that that will save the turtle from the wrecking ball. That group has a push on to save the building, saying they believe in preserving the honor, the events, and history of the people who envisioned the turtle at its first inception. University of Buffalo students and some faculty members have reportedly filed a lawsuit against the school and various area police agencies for allegedly breaking up a peaceful demonstration on the campus protesting the war in Gaza. The plaintiffs say they were violently dispersed and arrested during the incident, with the school saying some students and others not affiliated with the school for disorderly conduct, trespassing, loitering, and resisting arrest. Authorities said some of the allegations made are accusing various officers that tried to break up the demonstration by harassing, pushing, slamming people to the ground, and kicking them, with some victims claiming false arrest, false imprisonment, and assault, saying their Fourth and Fourteenth Amendment rights have been violated. The plaintiffs in that case are seeking $25 million in damages. Well, as we told you first yesterday here on Niagara Radio, a Niagara Falls man received a guilty verdict in court this week on a charge of murder in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree. Now 40-year-old Juan Ubiles of the Falls will be facing up to 40 years to life in prison on the charges when he returns to court to be sentenced by County Judge John Octaviano. Ubiles was convicted of killing 44-year-old Gregory Vincent in the Falls back in June of 2023. And the Tonawanda Gateway Harbor planning celebrations for the summer and will soon announce the performers in their concert series that is held each year on the historic Erie Canal. This year's event will be extra special because it's the commemoration of the Erie Canal Bicentennial, a milestone in celebrating 200 years on the waterway. Authorities said this year's concert event will be a true celebration of community, culture, and music, and they'll announce the event schedule in the near future. We'll have it for you first here on Niagara Radio. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links in Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Links in Niagara, where you can golf on the same golf simulators that the pros use and do it in a comfort-controlled area, complete with a kitchen and bar. So while you're waiting to get out onto the green, practice at the Links. Get details at thelinksofniagara.com online. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, but you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net. And if you click our local news tab after refreshing your browser, you can hear the whole week's news. And in a lot of cases, if you're looking for a story you're hearing somewhere else today, check our report yesterday. We probably reported it first. And our news is featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagararadio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.